White. Oakland, California, April 4th, 1876. Dear husband, yesterday there was a meeting of the stockholders. I did not attend. I have learned of others but little about the meeting as yet. Willie was elected president of Publishing Association. We had 16 to dinner. Everything passed off pleasantly. I had a long talk with Brother Chapman. I think it was profitable. We have been having company about every day for some days back, but I try to stick to my writings and do as much each day as I dare. I cannot write but one half of a day each day. Mary is doing well. Mrs. Lucinda. I shall have to board the girls somewhere. There is no one to look after them. Mary, in the office. I, upstairs, writing. Mary Chloe in the office. So you see that they must be left to their own devices. Addie will not study or employ herself about useful matters unless she has someone to urge these things upon her constantly. May, of course, will not. I feel so uneasy when writing and regard them, where they are or what they are doing, I cannot fix my mind on my writings. I must board them somewhere. When I get through my writing, I am too tired to have any care of them. I cannot leave them to go anywhere, for there is no one to have any care of them. They will be spoiled with this neglect. Mary and Willie are doing well. They are cheerful. Mary is a perfect general in the house. I have no care of household matters. They are very economical in expending means. Our house is being lathed. The meeting house is started. I have not seen how far they have progressed. The church here is doing well as could be expected. Brethren W and L are going to Petaluma next week. Brother Chapman urged Mary and me to come down there and visit and write. We think if matters get in a better condition there, we may do so week after next, perhaps, and stay a couple of weeks. Sister Jones might take care of the children that length of time. We might do that family some good to be with them a short time. Thursday morning, April 6th. I have arisen early, before light, to finish this and get in the office this morning. Last evening, the two Marys went with me to Brooklyn for a few flower roots for our garden. Sister Grover gave us as many as we could carry. It is the first time I have been anywhere, except to call once on Mrs. Wright. We set out our flowers by moonlight and with the aid of a lamp. We were very glad to receive the postal that you had arrived safe at your journey's end. We have not forgotten to pray for you. Every day we asked our Heavenly Father to guard you, bless, and strengthen you. I have had much freedom in prayer and sweet communion with God in my waking hours at night and early in the morning. I am gaining some strength, but find that any taxation affects me seriously so that it takes time to recover from it. My trust is in God. I have confidence that He will help me in my efforts to get out the truth and light He has given me to give to His people. Mary is a good help. I appreciate her. I am glad that you found Mary doing well. In reference to Brother Bell, he may move unwisely, but it would not do to separate him from that college. Small matters may arise that need correcting in Brother Bell, but I should not make any move without most positive inconsistencies arise. Excuse me from expressing myself thus freely. You are on the ground, and if you converse with Brother Bell yourself, you may learn that there are two sides to the story. There are so many ever ready at Battle Creek to load our guns. We should take nothing as sure until we are most thoroughly convinced ourselves. We believe that God will guide you in judgment. We feel anxious to learn how matters stand in Battle Creek. Do not put too much confidence in Brother Brownsberger. He lacks experience. He will work against his own influence. In his management in school, he has some peculiar ways that injure his influence as a teacher very much. I have not conversed with Mary and Willie as to what I have written, but speak of things that I know myself from high authority. We want to learn how Allegan matters get along. In reference to furnishing the new house, please send in your orders as to what furniture you want, and your wishes shall be complied with. It is your house, and of course you have the right to say how it shall be furnished. I have no ambition or anxiety about the matter. Please write when you can find time in reference to this matter. The plastering will commence next week. The house looks very nice and grand. We have had the well cleaned out. It works splendidly. Water good, and we can, by pumping, force the water through the hose to water the entire garden. Edson seems determined to do his best to get right. We shall try to help him to make thorough work. He has plenty of business, but think he shall discharge Pratt because he does not do his part. He is crowded with work.
In regard to our pictures, how many shall we order? Dunham gave me mine as well as yours, 1 dozen each. This is liberal, I think. Everyone thinks that these last from Dunham's are perfect. What is your judgment? Lucinda's are not yet finished. No orders, he says, were left for him, but 1 dozen will be finished in a short time. I think of nothing more interesting to write you now. In much love to yourself and Lucinda, I remain. Yours affectionately.